We're doing Igeret Teiman, the third chapter, and that's page Kuf Mem. Kuf Mem Bet in Rav Shilat's edition, and Kuf Nun Aleph in the Rambam La'am edition, which is what we're going to use right now. The Rambam has been discussing the different claims that are made against Judaism and the refutations of those claims and the basis for why we give such validity and such strength to Moshe's prophecy and why we are unwilling to hear any claims or any people who want to compare themselves to Moshe. And now the Rambam is going to begin in the third chapter a new discussion, and that is the discussion of when is the Mashiach really supposed to come, and the different dates that are given as to when Mashiach will come. As we learn the Rambam, I'm going to want to take a peek at Rashi's opinion in the book of Daniel. So I think that's an opinion that gets very little attention and is very worth knowing. So even though that's not officially part of our learning here, we're going to try to take a peek at it. I think we're going to try to leave it for the end of the chapter. After we see the Rambam's full opinion, then we'll see what Rashi says in the book of Daniel. So now let's begin the third chapter. But what you mentioned in your letter to me about the times, ketz means end time, the times when people expect the Messiah to come. Ketz. Ketz literally means end, an edge. No, not like a kitzur. No, not that I know. אבל ומה שבר רב סעדיה בהם, and what Rav Saadia Gaon also explained with regard to the Ketz. Rav Saadia Gaon gave an explanation in the book of Daniel, and he gave a time when he expected, according to his explanation of the book of Daniel, when he expected the Mashiach to come. תחילת מה שיש עליך לדעת, the first thing that you have to know, שהקץ על דרך האמת, that the true time when the Mashiach must come, לא ייתכן לשום אדם לדעת אותו לעולם. It is impossible for any man to know that forever. No man can find out, can find out with 100% certainty when the Mashiach is going to come. כמו שביאר דניאל ואמר, as Daniel explained and told us, כי סתומים החתומים הדברים עד עת קץ, that the things are going to be sealed, the things are going to be covered until the time, the end time does come. אבל רוב ציור קצת החכמים על זה, but most of what our sages drew with regard to this, ועליו רעיונותיהם שהשיגו, and they thought that they were able to understand what Daniel said about when the time would come, כבר קדם הנביא להודיע עניין זה, the prophet already told us with regard to this, ואמר, and the prophet told us in Daniel, יסוטטו רבים ותרבה הדעת, many will wander and there will be many thought, כלומר, as if to say, ירבו הדעות והסברות בו. Many people will have different thoughts, many people will have different explanations about when the Mashiach is supposed to come. וכבר ביאר הקדוש ברוך הוא על ידי נביאיו, and God already clarified through his prophets, שקצת מהאדם יחשבו קיצים למשיח, that there will be some people who will try to figure out calculations when the Mashiach is supposed to come, ויעברו הקיצים, and these times will pass, ולא יתקיימו, and they will not come true. So people, rabbis, learned people, will learn the prophecies of Daniel, and they'll say, I think I understand, maybe this is when the Mashiach is supposed to come, they'll give a date, and the date will pass. And more people will learn, and they'll offer a date, and the date will pass. And even though the prophet forewarns us, and he says, you're going to try, and it won't work, everyone tries, and it really doesn't work. Wait, let's see. You're right, we're going to see that soon. V'achal kach hizhiranu. And afterwards, Daniel warned us, מלהסתפק בעניין זה, from having doubt with regard to this thing. ואמר, and Daniel told us, אל יעציבו אתכם אם לא יעלה חשבונם, don't let them sadden you if their math doesn't work out, אבל כל מה שיוסיף להתאחר, but as much as the Mashiach is detained, הוסיפו בו תקווה, you, with every year that passes that the Mashiach hasn't come, you add hope. Sheken amal, so the prophet Chavakuk in Pe'asal said, ki od chazon lamoed, there is still prophecy to be said about when the time is going to be. V'yafeach laketz v'lo yechazev. In yitmama, if the Mashiach is detained, chakelo, then wait for him. Kivo yavo, for ultimately he will come. Lo yeacher, he will not be late. When his time comes, he will come. He's not late. We just don't know when the time is. Now Chavakuk, you should know, had a very difficult time. Chavakuk begins his prophecy, Tfilah leChavakuk, with wonderment. How could it be that so much time is going to pass and the Jews are suffering? So much time is going to pass and their oppressors are on top? So much time is going to pass and God's going to see generation after generation suffering and the Mashiach is not going to come? And after all that, he says, but gentlemen, hold your breath. Don't hold your breath.
He won't be late.
He won't be late, right. When the time comes, he'll be there. Vida, says the Rambam, and you should know, Shehaketz shebe'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu beveyur, that if we want to learn from our history, then we could look at the time that God gave us a clear number regarding that time. Klomar, meaning we're talking about Galut Mitzrayim, the exile down to Egypt, Shamal, that God said with regard to that exile, God foretold Avram. Prior to our going down to Egypt, God said, Va'avadum, and they will make them work. Ve'inutam, and they will torture them. They will oppress them. They will afflict them. Arbam me'ot shana, for 400 years. So that seems pretty clear. God gave us a number. God said, what's going to happen? Lo nodea amitato, ve'nafal bo safek. It was not known the true explanation of that prophecy. We didn't know how to decipher that prophecy. God foretold Avram, they'll be in Egypt for 400 years. No one knew what that meant. And the Jews themselves were in doubt. You had a question? Comment? Yeah, I'm with you.
Hashem says they will oppress them and they will torture them. And then later, the Torah says, don't oppress Egyptians because they were guests in their land.
So that's a good question. Mitz Shem on Thursday night. Okay? Sorry. Mehem Mishe. So there were different opinions among the Jews during the period of being in Egypt. And now the Rambam is going to tell us what each party was saying. So the Jews in Egypt had this tradition. They're going to be there for 400 years. And they were arguing. How do we understand this? How long are we? When do we leave? Mehem, some of the Jews thought, Misha Saval, Shalbamot Shana Eilu, that these 400 years have to be counted, Misha Shiarad Yaakov Avinu LeMitzrayim. From the time Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, so they thought we still have 190 years left when Moshe came to the scene. They said, we're only here 210 years since Yaakov came down to Egypt. Ba'achirim Chashvu, and others thought, Misha Yitchila Shiabud, that you count 400 years from years after Yaakov came down to Egypt, from the time the oppression began. So they thought we still have 200 plus years, close to 300 years left to stay in Egypt. Ve'ishnat 70 lachar sheyarad Yaakov avinu leMitzrayim, meaning they thought you start the count from 70 years after Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim, meaning they thought we still had 260 years left to stay in Egypt, because we had been in Egypt 210 years and the oppression only began 70 years after we had come down to Egypt, after the last of the brothers passed away. V'acherim chashvu, and others thought you make the count. V'acherim chashvu ta, and others equated it. They did the math. Misha'ash shenemra nevoazo l'Avram Avinu, from the time that this prophecy was said to Avram. And that was starting the count 30 years too early. That was the sons of Ephraim. We know Yosef's grandchildren, Yosef's son Ephraim, he had children. They were accustomed to being part of the aristocracy. It wasn't for them to stay in Egypt and be persecuted and be considered from the lowest caste. So they came up with this explanation. Their leader was Nun, and they decided we're supposed to leave early. And the Navi tells us in Divrei Hayamim that they left Egypt early and they were killed. They were killed en route to the land of Israel.
How
How did they leave? They packed their bags, packed their weapons, and started going, and they were killed. And when 400 years had filled from the time of the prophecy that Avram saw the Brit Ben Abtarim, some of the Jews started exiting Egypt. This was prior to Moshe's ascent, 30 years before Moshe came to the scene. And they thought that the time had come. And the Mitzrim killed them. And in those 30 years, the Mitzrim made the oppression worse. This is what our sages taught us. ולאנשים ההם אשר טעו בחשבונם ודימו שכבר באה הגאולה ויצאו, and about those people who miscalculated and they thought that the time of redemption had already come and they left Egypt, about them Amal David, King David said in Tehillim in Psalms Ein Chet, the 76th chapter, בני אפרים, the children of Ephraim, נושקי רומי קשת, הפכו ביום קרב, they went with their weapons, they had to turn around on the day of battle, and they were killed. The Aketz Amiti, and when it came to that exile, the period we were in Egypt, the true end to that period of servitude was, Haya 400 shana mishenolad Yitzchak shu zer Avraham. We were supposed to calculate 400 years from the time that Isaac was born. He is the offspring of Avram. Shenemar, as the verse states, Ki v'yitzchak yikare lechazara, for within Isaac will be called your offspring. V'amar yitbarech, and God foretold Avram. What did God tell him would happen? Ki ger yiyeh zaracha be'eretz lo lahem, for your offspring will be strangers in a land that is not theirs. The avadum, and they will make them work. Ve'inu tam, and ultimately they will oppress them. Arba me'ot shana, and this whole thing will happen in the course of 400 years. And the Rambam explains, what does it mean? Uvizman agalut, and within this period of 400 years, where they will be, so to speak, in exile, they will not be in territory that belongs to them. Yishretu alehem, there will be people who will rule over them. Vishabedu otam, and they will put them into forced labor. Viyagum, and they will wipe them out, meaning physically they're going to oppress them. Kahu perusha pasuk. This is what the verse means. It doesn't mean that they will actually be working for 400 years. It means that there will be a period of 400 years during which you will have offspring, which will be strangers. They will be in land that is not theirs. And in the course of that 400 years, they will also be oppressed and they will also be forced to work. Now, you can't start counting those 400 years before Avram's offspring come to the world. But the second Yitzchak is born, so he's in the world. Avram has offspring. They're living in the land of Israel, which does not yet belong to them. So the clock can start ticking. Now, let's pause for a second. The Rambam just explained to us the math. It's important to know that the Rambam's working with 20-20 hindsight. After we left Egypt, so it's always easy to look back and say, oh, this is what the prophecy meant. And this isn't the Rambam's invention. It says it in Seder Olam Rambam, and the Gemara quotes this. This is the math that our sages figured out to work out the conflicting numbers. It says in one place that they're going to be in Egypt for 400 years. It says in another place that they were there for 430 years. We have a tradition that they were down in Egypt for 210 years. Doesn't actually say that anywhere. It's a tradition we have. We derive it from a gematria, from redu. When Yaakov told his children, go down to Egypt, to use the word redu, which is a gematria of 210. And from there we derive that it was 210. So our sages rectified it by doing the math this way.
Isn't it from Yitzchak?
Isn't what from Yitzchak?
The start of the oppression, that's why...
Not the oppression. We start the count from Yitzchak. But what's important for us to know in order to understand God's prophecies in general is that the prophecies that God gives, God always makes multiple meanings within a prophecy. And in that way, even though God gave a prophecy, God gives the potential for the prophecy to turn out either better or worse. It's in our hands. So when God sends the prophet Jonah to the city of Nineveh, the Assyrian capital, Jonah says 40 days and Nineveh will be overturned. What does it mean? Either the city Nineveh will be overturned or the decree upon the city of Nineveh will be overturned. You have 40 days. Within those 40 days, the people repent. So God gives the latter definition, that the decree over the city of Nineveh will be overturned.
So, they return, then it's sure.
Right. So whenever God gives prophecy, God implants within the prophecy multiple meanings. Did this understanding into the 400 years have to come true? No. We have a tradition that if the brothers wouldn't have hated Yosef, then there would have been a better definition of these 400 years. Then things would have worked out much better for us. The fact that we ended up in Egypt and we ended up in forced servitude was a product of the hatred that existed between the brothers. Had they not hated one another, had there been better treatment of Yosef, then things would have worked out differently. Then there would have had to be a different interpretation to these 400 years. So we're reading now the Rambam's explanation, and the Rambam's saying that even the generation that was in Egypt, after they had this prophecy, they couldn't figure out what the 400 years were. Today, we know what the 400 years were. And we can add to that, that you could never know what the definition of a prophecy is, because there are multiple meanings to a prophecy. So the Rambam is saying that when we try to figure out the future case, which is far less clear than this, we don't have a number even about the future kets. We have all kinds of different words that are said in Daniel which use numbers, but they're not really giving us a number, as we'll see when we look at the verses. From them we try to derive numbers and go figure. That's one explanation that our sages give.
And supposedly, Yaakov, he knew when David was going to come. And then he said, never mind.
It seems that he was talking about the future Gula, the one we're still waiting for.
That's what I'm speaking about. And because of, like I'm speaking about the 400 years, the original 400 years, and so too our redemption can come if we do what we're supposed to do, it can come at this time. However, it can also come at different times, it's also said, if we don't do what we're supposed to do, then we would give up.
So I want to wait until we finish seeing what the Rambam says before we open that discussion. There are a few points to be discussed, but I want to first see what the Rambam says, and then I don't think we'll get to it today, but Bezrat Hashem, we'll see. I don't know if next week either. Maybe the week after. We'll get to that discussion. Yeah? I don't think so. We'll see. The Rambam says, I'm going to say Kal Vachomer. That's the Rambam's next paragraph. So the 400 years, God meant would be 400 years that will be sojourners, we're going to be strangers in a foreign land, but not that we'll be in servitude for 400 years. And this wasn't clarified until the great prophet Moshe came to the scene. Turns out, there you have an exact calculation of 400 years from the time Yitzchak was born to the time they left Egypt. And you derive from this ketz a 40 or learn how to kal vachomer from this umaketz as it. Here's the logic. If this time, God gave us a set time, it seemed pretty clear. Nonetheless, the Jews didn't know how to work the calculations. Kol sheken, certainly, this long time that God gave us, that the prophets were scared, they trembled from the vision of how long this exile would be, till the prophet said in wonderment, Haleolam te'enaf banu? Will you be angered with us forever? Timshoch hapecha ledor vador, that you extend your anger from generation to generation? David HaMelech saw this long exile, this long period of oppression, and David HaMelech said it seems to be eternal. V'amal Yeshayahu, and Isaiah also said, k'shesiper arichut agalot hazo, when he foretold of the length of this exile, ve'usefu asefa asir albo v'sugeru al masger u'merov yamim yipakedu. They're going to be gathered, they're going to be in bondage, they're going to be oppressed, they're going to be constricted, and after many, 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 many days, they'll finally be redeemed, they'll finally be accounted for by God. Uve'er lanu Daniel, and Daniel clarified to us, omek yidiat haketz, the depth of the knowledge of this set time, v'yoto satum ne'elam, and that as deep as it is, it is sealed, it is hidden. Ulfichach mena'u chachamim, and that's why our sages tried to dissuade us, zichonam levracha, may their memory be blessed, milachshov akitzim lebiat haMashiach, from trying to figure out the set times when the Messiah is going to come, lefi sheyikashlu v'hem ha'amon, for the masses will err in figuring out the set time. And when they err, v'shema yit'u, and maybe they'll err birotam shebao hakitzim v'lova, when they see that a time was given, the Mashiach didn't come, then they might err. V'chen amru chachamim zichonan v'cha, and that's why our sages taught us, tipach rucham shel mechashvei kitzim. May the spirit of those who figure out times explode. Our sages cursed whoever tries to figure out when the Mashiach is going to come. Because when you give a time and you say the Mashiach is going to come by this date, then you cause the nation to stumble. That's why our sages prayed with regard to those people who try to figure out a time, that may their sanity explode and their math should be destroyed. Our sages said no one stands a chance at figuring it out, so don't bother trying. And the next step that the Rambam's going to do is the Rambam's going to say, well, then how come we have a tradition that Rav Saadia Gaon, the great Rav Saadia Gaon, gave a number? A tradition, the Rambam quotes it, Rashi quotes it. So how did Rav Saadia Gaon give a number? And the Rambam himself is going to quote a number, and Rashi quotes a number. So we're gonna see that Bezat Hashem next week. But the first thing that we've seen thus far is that the Rambam says that no one's going to get it. And no one should even try. And whenever the time comes, it's going to come. And this is where we're leaving off. Next week, we're going to continue with Rav Saadia. Let's take...